thinking back to the historic moment of the restoration of ties, was that a good thing in terms of trade?
There was an upward trajectory immediately following December 17, and that trajectory was generally consistent, but overall there was not what U.S. companies had hoped for, nor what they expected. The expectation was that the Obama administration would expand the opportunities as much as possible, so permit more products, more services to be exported, and the Cuban government to show appreciation for what the Obama administration had done, and to curry favor with U.S. companies, and to use that interest by U.S. companies as leverage with their relationships in other countries. You know, basically, the Americans are coming back, so you better hurry and do this deal or do that. None of that materialized. And what the Castro administration focused on was anything that brought it revenue, as opposed to anything that cost it either money or potentially cost it in terms of disruption to, you know, its commercial, economic, and political system. So overall, U.S. companies, you know, were disappointed.
The Trump administration took the relationship in another direction. Do you think this administration's approach is better for trade?
No. None of what the administration, none of what the administration has done in the last 3.5 years has resulted in expanded opportunities, whether U.S. companies wanting to do more or the Cuban government choosing to let U.S. companies do more. And much of that is optical, that companies don't want to be in the crosshairs of a potential presidential tweet or a member of Congress inquiring what they're doing. You know, the atmosphere is much worse. You know, U.S. food and ag exports to Cuba have generally decreased, not as much as some would have thought, but they've generally decreased.
So we're not heading in the right direction. What do you think?
I don't know the answer to that, because you know, the Trump administration, while it has made specific changes relating to Cuba regulations that have impacted Cuba's ability to conduct commerce, the other focus by the administration has been Cuba's involvement in Venezuela. So what the Trump administration has done to influence the Maduro administration has in many cases ricocheted and impacted Cuba. In some respects, in unanticipated ways, for example, Venezuela having issues exporting the oil that they do produce and giving it to Cuba. So that helps the Cubans. It doesn't help the Venezuelans. But in the long term, it's not good for the Cubans, because getting stuff for free doesn't help you make the changes that you need to make to have a better economy. If you look at the anniversary and the overall relationship, U.S. companies remain disappointed with the Castro administration and with the Diaz-Canel administration. They could have done more when they had an opportunity, and they failed to do it.